At this point of the lockdown, you don't need anyone to tell you how incredible, once in a lifetime, is the situation in which we find ourselves and how the coronavirus has forced us to change our routines. Many of the things around which we plan our days and have constructed our identities, our professional identities, have been thrown somewhat out of shape. I don't need to tell you that. You may even be getting tired of hearing about COVID-19 because you watch and read the news of the spread of COVID-19 around the world and in our country in spite of yourself. We have experienced different emotions, including anxiety, frustration, and perhaps mild levels of low mood. Some of us have contracted the virus or have had someone close to us contract the virus. With the help of nurses and doctors, managed to get better. Thank God for that. Some of you have managed to offer your services to support the battle against the virus or to communities and groups that have borne the brunt of responses against the virus. Thank you for that. I don't want to hark on what you know already. I want to talk about us as teachers and postgraduate supervisors in psychology. I also want to talk a little bit about what I have been experiencing in the hope that it helps someone somewhere to think a little clearly. I realize how privileged I am. Even as I felt anxious and frustrated about COVID-19 from day to day, I realize how I am able to comply with the lockdown regulation precisely because of my position as a professor at university. And as somebody who can willingly be in the house for days on end without feeling a need to step out of doors. This is very much the privilege of my class position, that I live in a house where we are able to be in the house without seeing each other for hours at a time. Look, I grew up in a shack. I know people who still live in shacks and small houses. So I know life in cramped conditions, with little food and other essential goods to sustain life. What I'm heading to comes next. I have been experiencing feelings and thoughts that the world can go on without the work of people like me, psychology teachers and postgraduate supervisors. Compared to nurses, for instance, we are not essential. When I compare my work to the work done by people who are making sure that people have food, that they have health, that they survive, we are not essential. But the feelings of dejection, of superfluity, pass, especially when I think a little longer of my role. We might not be needed now. But what this incredible moment tells me is that we always have to be prepared for such black swan events. Teachers are essential in normal times. So what we are required to do, is to have teachers who prepare us and the world to be ready for extraordinary times such as this. We cannot have virologists and nurses and business people and good farmers, even good clinical psychologists, if we don't have people who teach them. We, as psychologists, have to prepare our students to have the foresight and tools and strength and courage to be useful and withstand a time such as this and its aftermath. The world will always need knowledge, different sorts of knowledges, and this is what teachers are meant to nurture.